Park City Chamber Bureau Director Bill Malone is pleased to see the Tourism Performance Marketing Fund bill ended up passing in the state legislative session, creating a $15 million fund. For Park City, it could mean upwards of $275,000 to promote the town and host events here.
We get our fair share, especially in a year like this last year, with all of our Olympic qualifying events. A lot of those were helped funded by those dollars.
Malone says a larger portion goes toward what is called a co-op program that allows the Chamber Bureau to create marketing pieces that see widespread release.
20% of those dollars go to what's called their co-op program, and we apply for funds on that, and we've been very successful in the past. And that's really has what a big chunk of what helps us do our television campaigns in New York and Chicago and Los Angeles during the wintertime.
The bill will allow for tourism funding to grow until 2019. Malone says that growth will be based on a formula that measures how successful the marketing is.
Actually, the state didn't do it for several years during the recession, held back on that, even though sales tax revenue in those areas that are tourism performance areas achieved their goals. We didn't receive extra dollars in those years. So now it's kind of a catch-up. They're allowing it to extend to 2019 and for the formula to continue in that fashion. It could eventually go to almost $30 million is if everything met all the matches each year.
The measure of success, he says, relates to sales tax.
But it is certain types of businesses, and they're based on their performance in terms of tax collection. So if they reach certain goals in terms of exceeding, then the tourism fund can have more money in it from the general fund.
Malone says regarding the failure of the bill that would allow bars to remove the Zion curtain, it was a good effort and brought the conversation about the state's liquor laws forward.
Each one of these builds up for the following year. And, you know, we've never had changes that have come about very sweeping. We've had to work hard on those and kind of build consensus over time. So we think that it's a good step in the right direction. You know, we try to make the point that we're really not talking about consumption and those types of issues. We're trying to do away with some of the quirkiness in terms of some of the laws.
That's Park City Chamber Bureau Director Bill Malone. He says the state's liquor laws create an economic development issue, not an alcohol consumption issue. Also, he says the quota of liquor licenses needs to expand to reflect the number of new restaurants and businesses that would require licenses. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.